And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. Democrats have called foul on how Republicans run their legislative chambers, and almost every time Republicans have been quick to point out every wrong they have felt was committed against them while Democrats were in the majority, always hinting at some sort of corruption in a good old boys network. But boy, how things have changed. You may have read how Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger managed to get legislation through both chambers that would make it easier for his son, Phil Berger Jr., to be elected to the Court of Appeals. Before this so-called legislative fix, incumbent Judge Linda Stevens, a Democrat, would have been first on the ballot, followed by Berger Jr. Now, if the governor signs this bill, Baby Berger's name will be the first to appear on the ballot, and this will be the only race that will be affected. If this is not corruption and nepotism at its finest, I don't know what is. Nevertheless, why should we be shocked? Every elections bill authored and passed by the Republicans has been about rigging the system and keeping them in power. Let's run through the list. Partisan gerrymandering, voter ID, eliminating tax checkoff programs for political parties and public financing of elections, shrinking the early voting period, redistricting the Greensboro City Council, the Wake County Commissioners, and the Wake County School Board, making the Lee County School Board partisan as well as the Sanford City Council, creating retention elections for Supreme Court justices to preserve the Republican majority, and choosing to identify Court of Appeals candidates by their partisan affiliation for a nonpartisan office, but not for any other judicial office in this state. And let's not forget the recent attempt to redistrict the Asheville City Council. It should be noted this is not an exhaustive list, and many of these laws have been declared unconstitutional, illegal, or there's an injunction currently in place pending a trial. Next time Republicans accuse Democrats of being part of a good old boys network, they should probably look inward and do some soul searching. But in the age of Trump for the GOP, that's going to be a mighty shallow introspection. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.